try to teach us a little bit here today, what the Lord gave me. Luke 11, 34. With God's help, I want to deal today with distractions and our ability to focus. Our focus span. Distractions and our ability to focus. Luke 11, 34. Let's look real close. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is what?
Single.
Thy whole body also is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, it's worldly or fleshly, thy body also is full of darkness. If thy whole body, therefore, be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doeth give thee light. So, you may be seated. What is Jesus really saying here, if you look, if you get in and dig into the Greek meanings of the words? If thine eye be single, Jesus did not say double. Did you know a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways? He's like a ship being tossed with the waves. If there's ever a time, I was coming to church today and I thought to myself, if there's ever a time that we need to focus on Jesus and on the Lord, it is right now. Solomon, and he said over there in Proverbs, he said, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Notice, and let them not depart from thine eyes, for they are health to all of them that find them, health to all of their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. For there's every time that we need to focus, and some of us sometimes need to refocus. We have problems, we have cares of life, we have our trials, troubles come, and it is easy. It is easy to lose that vision and to lose that image of Christ, that vision that he's given us. So, what Jesus is saying, single in the Greek means only focused on one thing. Focused on one thing. Not many things. Not earthly things. Don't focus, set your focus down here. Not focused on other things, but having a clear vision that is focused on one purpose and one goal, one ambition, one aim, and that is to serve God and to please Him. Amen. Did you know your eyes are the window of your soul? Yeah. Did you know we see images every day?
Amen.
They enter down into the heart. There's a gateway through our ears and through our eyes. What we see and what we hear, it affects our hearts. My eye affecteth my heart. I think it says in Lamentations, what I see going on around me, the things that are going on, what people is doing. Did you know we can focus on people and it can hinder us? We need to focus on God, totally on Him. Don't get your mind on others and say, Lord, you're number one, and I've got to set my focus up on you. I tell you, the best thing you got in this world is your precious Bible right here, the Word of the living God. And when you pray and when you seek the face of the Lord and you're looking unto Him, what was it David of old said? I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord that made heaven and earth. When I look at that mountain on yonder way across the valley and I see it a towering up toward the clouds, I realize that the God that made that mountain is higher than anybody. He's higher than all the problems. He's higher than all of the world. He's higher than all the trials that we have. Lord, help us to look unto you. Oh, Jesus, the Bible said, laying aside every weight, seeing that we're compassed about with so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and every sin that doeth so easily beset us, and looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, and run with patience that race that is set before us, looking unto Him. And you say, Lord, I'm in a race, and I'm a running to win. I can't look off to the sideline. I want to run for the wire. I want to make a breakthrough. Hallelujah. I've got to make heaven my home. I don't want the devil to blind my vision and take it away from me.
That's right.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
You might say, teacher, today, that doesn't mean that. Having a single eye, just one purpose, one view, one desire, one ambition. Well, let's look at Acts 2:46. Luke records, and they, the early disciples, the followers of Christ, after they were filled with the Holy Ghost and given the gospel, and they continuing daily. It's an everyday thing.
Right.
Daily, with one accord, that's one mind, one desire, with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Only thing that really mattered to them was preaching the gospel. The only thing that really mattered was souls and winning souls for Jesus Christ. And you say, Lord, don't ever let me lose my desire. Oh, Lord, don't let me lose that vision, dear God, to be a light to somebody else and to win them for the Lord.
Amen.
Woo.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
They were fully focused on the Lord Jesus.
Right.
All that really mattered was loving Him and serving Him. It was God and heaven was their goal, to please the Lord. We're going to go somewhere. Just hang on with me. Let's look now close and study what Jesus is telling us. Jesus is dealing with our vision, our focus. Did you know that we've got natural eyes, but there's eyes of the inner man?
Come on.
Our eyes need to be, of the inner man needs to be enlightened, that we can see the things spiritually that God wants us to see. Important things. Sometimes we know that we really know, not by what we see, but the eyes of our soul picks it up. Our heart picks up, and we can see things in the spirit realm. Jesus is dealing with our vision and our focus. Now, don't forget my topic, distractions and our ability to keep focused. He's dealing with our vision. He's dealing with our focus. In the natural, you can't walk without light.
Come on.
You cannot see where you're going. You must have light to walk safely. Darkness will blind you. Darkness represents and typifies this world and its carnal pleasures and its sin. It represents the trivial pursuits and all of the cares of life. One preacher preached it this way years ago. Somebody got their eyes off of the Lord. They went after something else. They desired it more than God. They wouldn't put Him first. Listen, you can get what you want, but you can lose what you had.
Amen.
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 You can get, and you can labor, and you can toil, and you can reach for things, and get involved with things, and want things, trivial pursuits down here. And you can lose that touch.
Amen.
You can lose the vision.
Hallelujah.
You can lose the anointing. Come on, anoint our eyes, Jesus, with eyes to have that we can see. Let us see the important things, Lord. Let us realize what's number one and what's important in our life. Did you know it depends upon us for our family?
Yes.
If we're committed or not? If we got a vision or not? If we're faithful or not? If we're faithful to the house of God,
come on.
People knows when we're committed.
Amen.
People knows when we got a desire.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, they're aware of it. They know. They walk. They see our walk. They see us laboring. They know that we're faithful. When you get in your car to come to church and you're carrying your Bible and you're faithful, you know all the time that God is in your heart and they can see it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Others are stirred by your vision.
Right.
How many knows sometimes that you can inspire others?
That's right. Right.
How many's ever been inspired in this house? You've been inspired by watching somebody else, the Lord, touch them.
Amen.
You were inspired with their prayers, with their commitment. When you saw the anointing and they labored and they fasted and they prayed and you saw the Spirit upon them, it touched your heart.
Amen.
We cannot lose that.
Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Many wrong decisions have been made. Wrong turns are taken because of darkness. Mm-hmm. Darkness will blind you. Many dangers and pitfalls and evils lurk in the darkness because there's no light to reveal it.
Right. Amen.
Was it the Bible said, the entrance of thy words giveth light? If you need direction, right here is where you get it.
Amen.
If you need spiritual light, right here is where you get it.
Amen.
If you feel like you're walking in darkness and you're going through trouble and trial, pick this up and open the lids and there'll be a light to shine. It'll shine upon you and inside of your inner man. It'll lighten you up.
Amen.
You'll know where you stand with God.
That's right. Yes.
Many dangers and pitfalls and evils lurk in the darkness because there's no light to reveal it. You must continually behold the light. Keep the eyes of your heart focused on the light of God's holy word in this blinding hour. This blinding hour. Jesus is interested in your body and in your soul. He wants you full of light, having no part dark. What is it that determines whether you live in darkness or light? It is the condition of your eyes.
Come on, bless him, Lord.
It's the condition of your spiritual sight.
Yeah.
Woo, hallelujah. Lord, don't let me ever get my eyes off of you.
Right
in the middle of a storm. The ship's being tossed by the waves right in the midst of Galilee. Looked like they were going down. Jesus wasn't with them at that time. He was up in a mountain. I want you to know he's got perfect vision.
Amen.
He shall guide thee with his eye. I'll guide thee with mine eye. God sees everything. The eyes of the Lord go to and forth in the earth, beholding the good and evil. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cries. Eyes that God sees, and he looks right down in us. Jesus is in the mountain praying, and he sees his disciples laboring and toiling to bring the boat under control. There ain't no way that we can get it under control. The waves was filling the ship. The waves was, the water was covering them. And all of a sudden, Jesus went to them. And what was in the fourth watch of the night between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. in the morning? Jesus came walking on the sea unto them.
Right.
And they thought it was a spirit. And what was it? Jesus said, fear not. Be not afraid. It is I. It is I. Peter said, he said, Lord, if it would be you, if that is you, he said, that bid me to come walking to thee on the water.
Right.
I tell you, only thing Jesus has to say, if we'd ever pay attention to him, he could tell us one word. If we'll launch out on it and obey it, we're safe.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
You don't have to preach to us over and over and over. All that he said was to Peter, come. And Peter got out, stepped out, and went to Jesus walking on the water.
Yes.
How many steps he took, I don't know. But he went to Jesus a-walking on the water. And as long as he kept his eyes on the Lord, he walked. I said, as long as he had his vision on Jesus and the word of God that he spoke unto him, he walked. He went walking to Jesus. But something happened. Peter got his eyes off of the Lord. Did you know we can get our eyes off of the Lord and we can begin to sink? And that's what happened to Simon Peter. He was one of the disciples who would try anything. It didn't matter. He was the very first one to jump out of the boat. He went walking, but when he saw the winds and the waves boisterous, he began to sink, and he cried out to Jesus, Lord, save me. Oh, Lord, what did the Bible say? Jesus caught him. Oh, precious Lord, I like that word, caught. It seems like he was going down fast, and Jesus caught him and brought him back into the ship and brought him back inside of the boat. I'm telling you, the waves became calm, and the winds, they hushed, and the sea looked like glass. You probably can look up and see the moon's reflection down upon the water, look like a mirror. That's what the Lord will do. If you'll keep a looking unto him, he can calm your storm. And when he steps on board of your boat, it'll settle down. Raise your little hand and praise him in the house. I'm telling you, Brother Jason, we're living in a time of storms in people's lives, and troubles and tribulation and problems are hitting us on every head. I'm telling you, Brother Scotty, as long as we keep that vision and lay hold of that gospel plow and say, I'm going to keep my eye on the prize, I'm keeping my eyes on the Lord, we'll be safe. Give him a praise in the house. It don't matter what we face or what we go through, as long as our vision is upon Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
I've got to make it.
Amen.
Got to make it come too far.
That's right.
49 years I've been in this. How long, Brother Scott? You've been in it longer than I have, I think. You came in 73? 74, I did too. Ain't that amazing? Woo, praise God.
Glory to God.
74s. Thank you, Lord. Jesus is interested in your body and your soul. He wants you full of light, having no part dark. What is it that determines whether you live in darkness or light? It's the condition of your eyes.
Yes.
What is it that determines whether you live in victory or whether you have defeat? It's your eyes.
That's right.
It's your eyes. How focused are we? How many things come in life that tries to blind you? Blind you to the will of God. Blind you. Problems can absolutely do that. You'll say, God, where are you?
Amen.
Troubles seem to blind you sometimes. What you are constantly looking at and focusing on, your eyes are the windows of your soul. And if you keep God and his word and his will in your view, go when you don't feel like it. Press on when the devils are hitting. Your whole body will be full of light. You will not stumble or fall. You will not miss it, and you will not go down. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Jesus is dealing with our spiritual condition. If thine eye be single, my whole body shall be full of light. But if the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? I feel like sometimes there's people.
Glory to God.
They're not shining as bright as they did. The vision's not there like it was.
Yeah.
I feel the Lord here.
Come on.
Come on.
Bless
him,
Lord.
Amen.
People lose their desire.
Come on.
That's right.
Come on. My Lord. What are you getting your eyes on?
Glory to God.
Who are you watching?
Amen. Come on.
Who are you looking at?
are you looking at?
What are you focusing on?
Come on.
Amen. I've been troubled all day. And I...
Glory to God.
People's got their eyes on something else.
Yeah.
And the light that did shine bright is getting dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. I'm going to tell you something that with all my whole heart. When you lose your desire for the house of God, you're not faithful to come and worship the Lord. You're not faithful unless something major is sickness or something major happens.
Come on.
You don't want to come and be in the midst of the saints.
Come on.
You don't want to come. There's just something there. You'd rather lay down. You'd rather stay at the house and not move or not go nowhere.
Come on.
Something's happened on the inside of you.
Amen.
That light is getting dim. I feel the Lord right here. That's the reason people mess up. That's the reason people fall. That's the reason they stumble. That's the reason they go astray. That's the reason they end up with carnal things and a carnal mind. And they end up falling from the grace of God. They wander away from the Lord because they got focused on something else.
Bless you, Lord.
You lose that vision.
That's right.
God, come on.
You lose that unction. Don't tell me you can bury your face in this precious word of God. You can fast and you can pray, and the very Spirit of God and the very breath of God that breathed upon the prophets and the writers of this Bible. Don't you tell me all the words of God and the scripture given by the inspiration of God. God breathed upon them of old, and they spoke and they wrote this blessed word. I'm telling you, I know preachers of old. They kept the flame up burning and they went to the grave. Hallelujah, with a lot of shining. They never lost their focus.
Amen. Amen.
It paid off.
Yes.
Don't tell me. I need my brother. I need my sisters. I really need my pastor. We need one another. Hallelujah to God. Oh, Lord, can you say, Jesus, renew my vision. Lord, let me refocus, oh, Lord, and set my sight back on you.
Yes.
Trivial pursuits. Trivial pursuits.
Oh, yes.
The devil can make things look really, really, really good over here.
Come on.
What was it? Moses died and Joshua was to take over. And that word of God came to Joshua. Said, Joshua, look straight before you. Don't look to the left and don't look to the right. And thou shalt prosper in the way that thou goest. Keep a looking straight ahead, straight ahead. I forgot this man's name. I read it just this morning. Brother Warren, somebody Warren. He was a dying, listen, coming down to his deathbed. He called his wife and his children in. He said, get me a blank piece of paper and hand me a pencil. They handed it to him. And that blessed preacher, he was a preacher man. He took it and drew a straight line all the way across that paper.
Yeah.
He looked at his kids and he said, as long as you walk straight, he said, I'll be waiting for you on the other side. Don't you meander. Walk that path straight, kids.
Yes.
Walk it straight.
Amen.
Don't get off of the line. Stay on the line, kids.
Yeah.
Stay on the path.
Right.
Stay on the direction. Look straight before you. Don't look at what families are doing. Don't look what others are doing. Oh, God. He said to his wife, he said, go and get my shoes. And that might sound funny, but this man had a vision and he could see heaven just hours away. He said, honey, put my shoes on my feet. And she put his shoes, his slippers on his feet. And he went through the motions like he was putting his robe on. And they said that they watched that blessed man, that preacher. Said he reached out like somebody was handing him something like that. And he took it with both hands. And he put it up on his head. And they could tell it was his crown. And right after that, he gave up the ghost and he died and went into heaven. But what was his final words? Walk this line straight, and I'll be waiting on you on the other side. Come on, let's focus. Let's focus and refocus. Get back to the straight and narrow way.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
The single eye that Jesus is dealing with stands for your whole aim, your main desire in life. What are you focused on? Speaking to Tommy too, what are we focused on?
What are we focused on?
What's the main thing in our life? What is your goal above all others?
Yes.
What's the condition of your spiritual eyes?
Come on.
Where do you stand? By the eye we set our end before us. And that is the mark that we shoot at. It's the place that we long to go.
Yes.
It's in our heart. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost inside my heart keeps me going. He keeps me going.
Yes.
Don't lose your vision of Jesus.
Right.
Don't lose your vision of heaven.
Oh,
did you know? Keep it in view. Oh, Lord, it's what we work for. Did you know that everything you do and desire is a direct result, direct desire of what's in your eye? Jesus is saying, if we aim honestly, if we aim with a pure heart, if we aim for God's glory, if we seek for His honor, and we look for His favor, then our eye is single. Oh, Lord, Paul wrote, he said, for me to live is Christ. And if our eyesight is right in this area, then Jesus said, our whole body is full of light. Hallelujah. My main goal is heaven. That's my desire from the time that God saved me. And I'm not lost yet. Raise your little hand and say, I don't want to lose it. Well, I feel the Lord here this morning. I've come a long way. He's brought me a mighty long way. Hallelujah, because I had a heart discerning. He put it in me a long time ago. On bending knees in 1974, I caught a vision of heaven. Hallelujah, what was it Paul of old said when he gave his testimony? He said, Agrippa, he said, I stand before you in these bonds and chains. He said, but the word of God is not bound. Hey, Lord. He said, I'm not being disobedient under the heavenly vision. It's took me through every tribulation. It's took me through the prisons. Hallelujah, every trial. Oh, Lord, raise your little hand. It's the vision that'll take you through. Oh, Lord, let us focus and refocus.
Amen.
Jesus,
Jesus, Lord.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Children, your whole life really is like a big circle.
Yeah.
And anywhere you are in that ring of that circle, if you aim at no other point but the center, then your lines will never cross. Because God is the center.
Yes.
Regardless of family, friends, job, you will never make a mess of your life. Regardless of trouble and trial, your heart, your aim, your desire will still remain Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
He will be your light. I'm dealing today with our eyes, what we are
what are we continually focusing on and looking at? It's amazing how things just draw our attention. We're so short-minded. Mary hands me mail. Honest, I don't live 1.5 mile from that mailbox or post office. Got bills to mail out. She'll put them in my hand. She said, don't forget, right down there, so you go across the bridge, post office. Look over toward 12 Pole, looking for a hawk or a deer or something. You know how we are. Right past that post office.
Yeah.
Mary said, I put that in your hand. That's a carnal thing, but honest to goodness, we are so distracted so easily.
Amen.
We let things break the spirit. Break the spirit in our life.
My goodness sakes.
Did you know that we live in the midst of many distractions?
Yeah.
They are all around us. They can draw your attention.
You're right.
They can sidetrack you.
Yeah.
They can get you off course and cause you to wreck. Ain't it amazing that our attention span is so limited? We're easily drawn away and we lose our train of thought in a second's time.
Right.
Sometimes that can be deadly.
Yes.
You all will know this. Most of you here will. Brother Mark Hatfield's son, Noah. One little pop bottle lid caused a young man to break both of his legs. Mark Hatfield's son Noah, many years ago, was driving down the road drinking a bottle of pop. He lost the lid. It fell in the floorboard of his car. You guessed it. To him at that second, I just got to get that lid. He took his eyes off on the road, bent over, and looked for the lid and crashed and wrecked the car. Both legs were crushed on impact. Looking back at it, was that little plastic lid worth it? No. It's the little things that trip us up. It ain't the big things.
Nope.
It ain't the big things that trip us.
It
ain't worth it. Oh God, stay with me. He never got to his destination that day. He paid a high cost of pain and suffering, and for weeks over being distracted. He took his eyes off of that was focused on. He needed to focus on the road, but he focused on something else.
Yeah.
Years ago, there was a young girl on the cell phone with her mom. Down here on 23, as you get ready to get off of 64 there at Catlettsburg and to head east on 64. I think it was that exit. On the cell phone with her mother, she was involved, so involved, talking to her mother. She turned at that light and turned in front of a big, huge truck. The mother heard the impact and her daughter scream loud before the impact. That was the last conversation that mother had with her daughter. Gone out into eternity. Children, what we think is very important, the things that we handle, the things that's in the palm of our hand, the things that we look at all the time and we listen to, they could be deadly.
Amen.
They can steal our mind.
Amen.
The devil knows how to capture our attention.
Right.
Stay with me. I want you to know that the devil will do any and use
anything
or anybody.
Amen.
He can to entice you or bug you to death.
Amen.
He'll irritate you to no end. That's his job. His job is to break your concentration off of God.
Yes.
He may send calls. The devil can send. Use people to send texts. I'm not saying all of this is bad or evil. But ain't it amazing when you set your heart to seek God and really get a hold of the Lord, everything in the world is clamoring for your attention. Everything. Everybody wants you. It's good to be loved. He comes first. Don't lose your vision. He'll send thoughts. Listen. He'll send you visits. He'll send you sights. He'll send you sounds to draw your attention away from the Lord and His Word.
Yeah.
He'll fill you with obligation. And even once that, He'll keep you away from your prayer and communing with God.
Yeah.
Listen, God is your lifeline. Don't let the enemy sever your lifeline. If that lifeline is lost and severed, you're headed for trouble and loss. You'll soon be gone. Oh God, help us here today. Distractions. Distractions.
Amen.
Things grappling for our attention.
Amen.
Obligations. Got to go here. Got to do this. Got to do that. So-and-so wants this. Come on, and we're putting God on the back burner. We're losing our focus.
Amen.
We're losing it.
Yes. Oh, Jesus.
Beware lest that light that is in you become dim and becomes dark. The vision goes out. Our minds are constantly being bombarded. Our minds are being hijacked. Sometimes I think a cell phone. A lot of people don't want you to get on a cell phone. But I'm telling you here today, computers and cell phones, it used to be TVs we would preach against, because a TV is like a one-eyed monster. It grabs you and it just pulls you into its clutches. The mesmerizing music. How many's ever been in Walmart? Be back there where the TVs are looking for a computer chip for your phone. Or not phone, but your... a little tape player or something, or looking something back there, and all of a sudden the music, boom, 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 boom. What your eyes do, you look. The mesmerizing sounds of this world, my friend.
Yeah.
It's like a hypnotic spell. Come on. It's right on the phones, and people ain't got enough of God to shut her off.
Amen.
Don't get mad at me.
So true, bro. Come on.
People don't shout anymore. They don't have the Spirit of God moving on them anymore. How long has it been since you prayed through and felt the good, sweet Holy Ghost in your prayer closet? Come on now. Come on now. We can send about 400 texts today. Yes, sir, we can talk to everybody. But how long has it been since you got on your knees and sought the face of the Lord and say, Lord, renew my mind. Renew my mind in your word, Lord. And stir up the gift that is in me. No wonder we come to the house of God. Has anybody got a testimony? We sit like a log. Has anybody got a song? And you got a grab people. No hands go up anymore. And the worship is not there anymore. A something has hijacked our mind. I said something has got our attention, and we've lost focus on the Holy Ghost and what is important in our life. Raise your hand and say, God help us.
God help us.
You're right.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
Here's the illustration.
Come on.
The devil wants to take your peace away from you.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
I'm going to use this illustration. Some of you all might see yourself in it. I'll use an illustration. Beelzebub, the devil, will send a housefly into your house. You innocently opened your door to go outside or look around. And when you open the door, in comes a little devil. Hold with me just for a minute. I know this might be comical, but that little devil has the whole house to fly through. But guess where he goes? He finds you. He finds you right there on the couch, in the chair. And he buzzes by on the right. He comes back through and he buzzes by you on the left. You can hear that little demon, his wings are going. Oh, he's so fast. You barely get a glimpse of that feller. You're trying to read your Bible. He circles right over your head. He goes right up to the ceiling light. Then he turns, looks down, it comes like a dive bomber. All over and around your head, here he comes. Needless to say, by this time, your mind ain't on God anymore. It's on that little devil.
Yeah.
This will come somewhere just in a minute. It ain't on God and the Bible anymore. The peace and the atmosphere has been broken. You start flinging your arms to shoo him away. Get out of here. It drives you to your feet after a little while. You head to get the fly swat, and now it's war in the house. That one little buzzing fly drives you mad. You chase him all around the room, and he heads to the kitchen. This time, 5 or 10 minutes is gone. I'll kill him. It's the last thing I'll do. I'll get rid of that devil.
Yeah.
He's bugging me today. Hang on a minute. He heads to the kitchen. He won't land or be still where I can kill him. You swing and you swing and you swing, and about time you get ready to swing, he's off again. He buzzes right by you again. You swing and you swarp. You turn into a mad swarping maniac. He finally lands on the kitchen window, high up on the glass, close to the curtain rod. Whew, he's still so far. You draw back. Now you've got only one chance to take him out. And you're upset at this time and mad. And in your anger, you use more force than you really needed. And you aim a little too low and hit the curtain rod. Down comes one end of the curtain rod into the sink.
I'm going somewhere.
By this time, you're furious. You finally get him. He's gone. So is your peace of mind. I said that to say this. The enemy can use little things to irritate you. You lose your focus on God, on the spiritual things, and you focus on what's bad. He's gone, so's your peace of mind. This is exactly how the devil operates. He'll find some way to enter your home, enter your life, cross your path by some method to irritate you, aggravate you, get you upset, to worry you, and take your eyes and your mind off of God.
Right.
He'll use anything, troubles, problems, and people, if you let him.
Yep.
He will tempt you and bug you to no end. He wants to sever your link between you and God.
Right.
He wants you focused on what's going wrong.
Amen. Oh.
Precious Heavenly Father, God, right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus,
we thank
you. We love you. We praise you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Open our eyes, Lord. Let us see, Jesus. Let us know and discern your Lord and enemy, his tactics, God. Let us focus, Lord, here today and refocus upon you. Holy Lord, Holy Lord, Holy Lord. Do you ever get so upset over something that it takes you a while to get over it?
Yes.
Oh Lord. And at that time, you don't feel like praying because you're irritated, you're upset, and you cry out, say, God, help me, God, help me. It's a while before that peace returns. And this is why many of God's people just let up and say, what's the use? The harder I try, the worse it gets. The devil gets you mad. Oh, Lord. And he severs that prayer line between you and God. I'm telling telling you, don't let him do it.
Amen.
Listen close as I close right here. Sometimes we can open the door, Brother Jason, and let the devil in by allowing things that steals our hearts and our minds away from the Lord. We get our eyes off of Jesus, Brother George, so easy. Jesus said, if thine eye be single, and if it stays concentrated on the Lord, then the whole body will be full of light. You won't stumble. You won't fall. You won't go astray. Yeah, you won't go down, but you'll walk the line. You'll walk it straight. Hallelujah.
Yes. Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
I beg us all today, here, whatever you do, let's stay focused on God. Don't let anything discourage you or sway you out and away from God's will.
That's right.
Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength.
Amen.
A state of mind.
Come on, buddy. That's right.